Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to MYSPACE.com/MLACE. My name is Mark, short for Marcellus. Mr. Lacey, if you like poetry and spoken words, you heard. And life, evolution, and elevation are key as we strive to walk and skip down that path that's righteous. Like thus and such, blase, blase, que sera, sera, I. No, I never should have turned this mic on, exposing you to Marx-isms, colloquialisms like lyrical prisms. Multi-sided are the guided sentences as I mix God in them, imprison them with no repentances. I didn't mean to turn you on, but check out www.marklacey.com. There you'll learn about the critically acclaimed Looking Heart and get your reflux on. Produced and recorded at Touch Zone in the HSV ALA. Hey, big shout to my boy TAZ for recording this spot. So relax, rejoice, celebrate, and welcome to MySpace.
ATAZP with your host TAZ, and this is comedy night. I'm going to play you a couple of comedy skits and little sections of different artists that I love and like. The first one is Marquez the Greatest, and this boy is real talented. I heard him on Foxhole on Jimmy Fox Satellite Radio. This is Marquez the Greatest, and it's comedy night on ATAZP Live.
In case we have any police officers in here, fuck you. I just... I'm going to say it now while I got witnesses. You know what I mean? Because, see, man, when they pull me over, I'm just like you, cooperative. And see, white folks, y'all will never really know why we view it that way. Because perspectives is just different. It's just a little cultural thing. Like, for instance, whenever y'all see the police, you see friend. Protector. You know what everybody else who ain't white see? You motherfucking murderer! Whew, man. My white partner, y'all get to talk to the police some of the coolest ways ever. Y'all can just cuss, just write the damn ticket. Snatch it, and speed the fuck off again. Now, shit, man. Now, I mean, you know what we got to do when motherfuckers ask us for our license registration? We got to narrate our movies. I'm going to reach into the glove compartment. And I'm going to get my license and registration. And then that siren is a motherfucker, man. Because y'all get a whole siren. Y'all never know because it's just different shit. You know what I mean? Y'all should be woo-wee, woo-wee, woo-wee. Our shit, boop, 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 boop. Boop, 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 wee, boop, boop. You know, nigger, nigger. That's really what that is. You in front of my mama house. I see the lights. Turn the siren off. Hey, tell the truth. Ain't that siren like kryptonite? Boop, boop. Oh, shit. Fuck it, just check me from here, officer. Shit, you ain't gonna do nothing but put me back down here. Shit. But shit, man, being a police officer is a great job, ain't it? If you a criminal, shit. Because come on, you can kill motherfuckers, get away with it? Come on, man. The last big one to me was up in New York. I still trip off that, because they shot this cat 41 times. That means bullets. You know that? 41 times, and you know they had to reload. What type of shit do you do? Pop, 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 LAPD, whoo, these motherfuckers shoot first, ask questions later. Pow, where you going? Ah, shit, to the store, motherfucker. Damn, nigga, I just wanted a pack of cigarettes. I got family members this LAPD, you know what I mean? And they cool off duty, you know. But like my cousin, man, he can't never leave the job at the office. You know a motherfucker like that? I mean, he gonna tell me, hey, I'm gonna have to take you in for possession of narcotics. I said, nigga, you gave me the weed. Nigga, it's Saturday. You off, motherfucker. Because the thing, man, I trip off of is like the whole justice system. Like the idea of it is hell of a. You know what I mean? It's right on point. The idea. But people always get in the way and fuck it up. You know what I mean? Because dig this. When the drafters of the Declaration of Independence declared the rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, they wasn't talking about me. Because late as 1857 in the Dred Scott case, the United States Supreme Court stated flat out that the Constitution simply did not apply to niggas. So, I ask you, since I'm not able to partake of any of the benefits, should I go to jail for selling dope? I just asked that question because, you know, a nigga go to court tomorrow. I was just working on original defense, but look like I got to take the deal, huh? I think it's time for a poem. This one is called Dick Caught in Zipper. Ouch! Thank you very much. Shakespeare, ladies and gentlemen, was my influence. But you do, man. You got to enjoy your life. We know this, you know. Because anything can kill you. That's what you mean. Because a plane crash, you know. Planes crash so much, I don't even listen to the stewardess no more. Especially when they you that speech. In case of an emergency, you can use your seat cushion as a flotation device. I'm like, bitch, stop lying. I watch the news, and I ain't never seen nail cushion floating in the water. I mean, that's real, ain't it, though? You seen the debris. You ever seen a cushion floating in the water? Has anyone ever seen one motherfucker survive? I'm like, whoo, good thing I used my seat cushion as a flotation device. I was almost dead, nigga, you know? Don't shit on a plane float. You don't see a pack of peanuts, pretzels, nothing. They show you a shot of the water, it's clear blue. But then, of course, they want you to breathe through this oxygen mask in case of a loss of cabin pressure. Now, come on. Why would I want to die with a clear head? I want oxygen asphyxiation. I want to black the fuck out, then die. That's what I want. I don't be all coherent. Ain't shit I can do but observe my death. Fuck that. But then, of course, the waitress, fuck it, stewardess, waitress, same thing. You just can't run out on her, that's all. She wants you to spend your last few moments uncomfortable, though. She wants you to put your seat back up, put your tray table away, put your head down with your knees. Bitch, we dying. Crunch ain't gonna break the fall. I'm dying comfortable. I'm gonna climb my chair and put my table down because I want you to bring me a drink. Whole can, bitch, a whole can. You spend $1,000 on a ticket, I'm gonna give you a half a cup of juice. You better bring me the bar. Fuck it, we crash and I'm walking to first class. Y'all give me some champagne in the club. Got to, man. Travel is just rough, but dangerous. Man, catching a bus out here is a bitch, ain't it? L.A.? Motherfuckers look at you like you got something wrong with you. It's because you trying to get to where you got to go. But, you know, including the bus driver. They don't show you no respect. They treat you like a crackhead or something. You know what I mean? Because think about it. You got to catch the bus, but you can't get across to them because you ain't got the light. So you holler, hey, ha, ha, eye contact, run, make it to the door, boop, boop, boop. Now, who's the bus driver? Ain't it always a nigga with a Jerry curl and a pair of Cazelles? Ain't it? Man, with a gold tee and a gold tooth singing Al Green songs, he's calling out to stop. I got to stay on schedule. Ha, 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 baby. So in love with you, Slauson. Do what you want me to. That's $1.35, boy. You're all I need. Florence, let me. But fellas, let me tell you something. Don't never try to talk to a woman on the bus, though. You know why? They got the nerve to have an attitude. It's like, hey, wait a minute. Ain't we both on the bus? You ain't even got a transfer. You going 1 month. Think you better than shit. I think it's time for a poem. This one is called The Thoughts of a Homeless Person. I can't take it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Shakespeare. That's it. I can joke about, you know, homeless and being homeless because I used to be homeless. I'm cool now, but there's a lot of homeless people in the now just floating around. And this is how you can know who they are. Number one, if you living with your parents, you homeless. It's shelter, not security. Believe that. Number two, ladies, if you got a man paying your rent, you homeless. I love that part because women always go, ah, motherfucker. And last but not least, fellas, if you living with a woman and your name ain't on none of the bills, guess what? You homeless. You ain't pimping, nigga. You homeless. And Tina, I dig the fact, man, like my Caucasian brothers and sisters laughed at that. Because normally y'all can't relate to getting homeless. You know what I mean? Because I don't get homeless. Y'all just go on a journey. I'm trying to find myself. You know what I mean? Europe, backpacking and shit. The world is fucked up, though. You know what I mean? I mean, look at the priests fucking the kids. You know what I mean? It's like, what the fuck? That's the reason why I mean, I say fuck church. I do. Because I'm going to tell you something. I believe in God. I don't believe in the church. I read the Bible. You know what I mean? But I know it's quite a few people. Oh, he's going to hell. I know what the Bible says. It says a lot of people you think going to heaven ain't going. And a lot of people you think ain't going, they there. Like Tupac, he there. And tell the truth, it's gonna piss you off after your whole life being disciplined. You don't drink, you don't smoke, you don't do nothing. You go to heaven and I'm there like, I told you he didn't care. Hey Jesus, let me get some more wine, homie. I know it's some people in here, Lord Jesus, forgive him for what he's saying. He don't mean it, he's just trying to make the folks laugh, Lord. Jesus is my best friend, believe that. But it's a trip, the world is just fucked up. I trip off all of that, you know what I mean? All these diseases and shit. In case you don't know, we in the last chapter right now. Because, come on, we living with diseases no other person had to live with, you know, throughout history. AIDS and herpes and all that. I mean, shit, we live in a time now where if a nigga got to catch anything, he would prefer herpes. Ain't that a bitch? You know what I mean? So you can live with herpes based upon the commercial. You know, this bitch jogging, boxing, swimming. You know what I mean? You know it's a motherfucker with AIDS in hospital going, lucky bitch, you know this. Because look, you take your test, what you do, don't you bargain with God? Hey, look, please, if I got to have anything, let me have herpes, because she's still going to the club. You know, that's how you feel. And she gets progressively worse, though. That's what trips me out. They always come back stronger. New and improved shit. Only thing left now is, like, genital leprosy. That's it. You know what I mean? Just, bitch, just get up in the morning, pussy just fall. I got to go to the doctor. That ain't normal. Dude be in the bathroom loving himself, dick just break off. Oh shit! The fellas, tell the truth, your dick break off in your hand. What other option is there besides screaming? And trip, you be so fucked up mentally, you wouldn't even call an ambulance. You just get some duct tape. Nowhere. Crabs, they still here. In case you don't know, they just don't talk about them because they don't kill you. They just make you real uncomfortable. You know, I found out about 5 years ago. I ain't never had shit either, you know. And, you know, I'm sitting there watching TV by myself, you know, caressing my nuts. You know, that's what men do when we're alone. We caress our nuts. You know, we treat ourselves special, all I'm saying. And I pulled something, and it pulled back. What the fuck is that?
Oh, hell no.
You know you're going to walk like this. Shit wrong. Oh, hey. I ran the thrifties at the time. They're like, hey, man, do y'all have something to kill shit that live on you? They told me to get a box of Nicks. Now, Nicks, if you don't know what it is, it's a box of some bullshit, really. And it comes with a little toy comb. It got to be a toy comb because you can't comb your eyebrows with this thing. They tell you to comb your pubics, though. You know. My damn, can I cut it? No comment.
You gotta get under your nuts.
You know, some crabs like, we don't die, we multiply. I ran to the clinic saying, look, give me some industrial strength. Said, I need the shampoo. That's what I need. Motherfuckers ain't dying. Yeah, man. When you having sex, protect yourself. Do not fuck with that bitch after the show. She sound like the devil. You don't need that. That bitch pussy probably bark. Hey, you ain't got shit. I won't fuck that. Pretty much a fat person. Look at the fat people. That ain't funny. Yes, it is. Now, if you're fat and
you're trying to lose weight, this is what I want you to do. I want you to stay encouraged and stay focused, because it's easy to get off track. But I got a problem with the people weigh 140 trying to tell me how to lose weight. I tell them, you ain't never been 400. Don't say shit to me. Then they say little smart stuff. You can die with all that fat, not as fast as you can with this Glock. This Glock will make your ass walk to the light. I ain't playing. And it's almost impossible to lose weight these days in time with all this food on sale for 99 cents. Am I bullshit? I went by Burger King. They had three triple meat waffles, 99 cents. I made a U-turn. I said, you got to be bullshit. Shit, I had $4. That's 12 waffles. You hear me? And Crystal Queen will make you wreck your car, won't it? That hot light, come on, you switch lane. Let me get over. Let me get over, bitch. You walk in, give me six glaze. Six glaze. She'll say something like this. You can get six more for a dollar. You start bagging up. You bullshit. Yeah. Go on, put them down. Put them down. I get a dozen in 30 seconds. You hear me? My teeth won't even touch them. I'll be just, ah! My little girl like, Daddy, you're not even chewing them. I'll be like, shit, you don't supposed to. And people always say stupid shit. You need to watch what you eat. Shit, I look at all my food, don't you? You think I'm sitting there with my eyes closed? I'm looking straight at it. But if you're going to lose weight, you got to cut out some shit. 18, 19 biscuits, the shit got to stop. 8, 9 chickens, the shit got to stop. If there's any personal trainers in here, I like to say, fuck you. Because you all are crazy, too. Me in the gym, somebody give me 10 more. I say, shit, get down there and get them. I'm tired. I want something to eat. You know what I'm saying? But I have been working out, y'all. I done lost 122. You know what I'm saying? People like, don't you feel good? No, I'm hungry right now. I see we got white people in the house. White people, thank you for coming. I like white people because you pay on time. White people happy early in the morning. Yeah, work with them. Good morning. Good morning. How are you? Good morning. Hi, David. Black people are not happy early in the morning. Especially on the Monday. You're like, good morning. Hey, bitch, I heard you. What the fuck you need? I'm tired. I got a hangover. Someone didn't have a good weekend. But I like white people because white people, when their credit card is declined, they apologize right then. You ever notice that? Like, I'm sorry. I gave you the wrong card. Black people looking straight at the computer. As soon as they swipe that card, we talk to Jesus, daughter. When they do like this, poof, apologize in the name of Jesus. Please let that card go through. Glory, yeah! But I'm telling you, man, white people shit in order. White people shit in order. If a white couple leave here tonight and go home and start having sex and the kids come in and catch them, they're going to stop right there. They're going to explain to the kids what they was doing and why they was doing it. The dad would be just like this. Your mother and I were bonding. And this is what you do when you're married. And when you get married, you can do it one day, okay? And that's the end of the discussion. Shit. Let me tell y'all something. I used to know what my mom and dad were doing. You hear me? I used to bust in the door like I didn't know what was going on. My daddy never stopped fucking. He like, Bruce, close the door. Close the goddamn door now. Close the goddamn door. Close it. Hold on. Goddamn it, I can't close the door. My mom be like, Bruce, what you want? I be like, I want some water. Then my dad come talk to me afterwards. You know what I'm saying? Walk in my bedroom. Yeah, boy. You see your daddy tearing that ass up and down? That's what he's supposed to do it for. And ladies, there's not but one word for you women and one word only. And the one word is, it's mandatory.
Yeah.
Hey. We don't need to hear, I don't do that.
Yeah.
I don't know you that good. I think about it. God damn it, it's mandatory. Do I have to say it?
No.
I say, do I have to say it? That you suck a dick. Woman tell me she don't suck dicks, I don't want nothing to do with it. I want a woman can suck a dick and blow a tuba at the same time. You want to pay in the bedroom, you in there. And make me scream like a fear. Make me pay your mama bill. Make me pay your baby daddy bill. Have me stop by every Saturday. Give me the bill. Give me the bill. You open another one, I beat your ass, you hear me? You ever had a girl to go down on you and your dick got as big as you ever seen it? You be like, damn, who dick is that? She like, yours, stupid. You ever had a girl go down on you and you be coming and you tell her she don't move, like, oh shit, that's my girl. That shit make you brave as a motherfucker. You'll take a bullet for her ass. You'll be in the mall, somebody shoot like, mall, I got this.
I did this shit for you now.
Somebody's got something wrong when your parents teach you not to mess with them. But we going to a drugstore down here. I didn't know the manager had a stuttering problem. But he didn't stutter like gee, like that. He kind of held his words. I thought he was singing. You know what I'm saying? And I walked in. I spoke to him. I said, hey, how you doing? He said, aww. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I got back to the register. He said, all right. I said, you just finished that? I've been here for 10 minutes. You got kids. Get an understanding with your children. Because one thing about kids, you got to have a one-on-one personal relationship with your children. And if a child trusts you, they'll tell you anything, but you got to have that one-on-one personal relationship. Because my kids are not cool. Let me tell you, my 14-year-old son asked me the other day, fuck me up. He said, hey, Dad, can I ask you something? I said, yeah, man. He said, Dad, this has been on my mind. I'm thinking something wrong. I'm like, what is it? He said, man, don't you hate when you sit down and use the bathroom and your thing fall in the water? I said, you standing here telling me your dick in the water? My dick ain't even touching the toilet seat. But I looked him straight in the eye. I said, boy, I know what you're talking about. Son, dick bigger than mine. That can't be my real son, huh? They don't make dicks like that no more. I know. My granddad had a dick this long. I know what I'm talking about. You know how old men get real old? You had to give him a bath. My granddad took off his clothes. We thought we were retarded. My granddad, what the hell wrong with you? We had to put a dick in the tub first. Ah. Sitting in the tub, yeah, boy. I used to knock him down with this motherfucker. I'm like, damn, Grenade, you die, can I have that motherfucker? But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I don't have an ending joke because I don't tell jokes. I tell real life stories and make them funny. So when I get to performing on stage, I basically just walk the fuck off.
I live in L.A., thank you very much. I know y'all don't give a fat rat's ass where I'm from. You're probably thinking, well, they got a lot of earthquakes out there. Yeah, the ground is shaking, but it's 85, motherfucker. I like L.A. L.A. is a nice place. We got shit out in California. They ain't got nowhere else in America. Number one, we got drive-by shootings. I'm proud of them kids. Except for the fact that they're always hitting the wrong people. I don't think they're bad kids, they're just bad shots. So what we're getting ready to do is open up some drive-by firing ranges for them kids. Gonna give them a place to practice, then let's set them out on each other. Got a lot of homeless people out there too. Y'all ain't got no homeless here. I ain't seen her. You must sweep them away from the front of the hotel. Lot of homeless. We got to do something about the homeless, y'all, because we're running out of shopping carts. Can't go anywhere without tripping over them big, dirty feet all across the sidewalk. Y'all got quiet like you care. Fuck you. You right, I shouldn't talk about the homeless, but they ain't here. Ain't like you gonna go outside and find one and say, hey man, you should've heard what he said about you and me. I help homeless people. I used to be homeless myself one time. Down and out, didn't have shit happening in my life, you know. Didn't have no money. I was so broke, I didn't even have no damn shoe. Feeling sorry for myself till I met a man with no feet. I thought to myself, I bet he got some shoes at home he don't need. I'll follow this motherfucker home and get them shoes. I I help homeless people. I want you to know that right now. See, hungry sons of bitches that can kiss my ass. Piece of shit begging for food. Help, I need something to eat. And I'll knock the shit out of one of them. Anybody's hungry in this country is just stupid. You go in a grocery, they got one fat guy with no gun guarding all that food. All hungry people have to do is run in and eat something. Knock that man with no gun out of your way and head straight for the cookie aisle. Because you can eat up a half a pack of cookies before anybody even know you're in there. I do that shit with money in my pocket. What happened to stealing in this damn country? What they gonna do if they catch you eating in the grocery? Take you to jail? Guess what they got in jail? Food. Your ass may be sore, but your belly'd be full.
Yo, this is TAZ of the ATAZP.com. Whenever I want to lay back in the cut and listen to some new underground music, I turn on Radio Freakout on RadioFreakout.com. Feel me?
ATAZP Live, ATAZP Live Comedy Night. That was Bruce, and after Bruce, that was David Tyree, which you just heard last. On this next segment, I have Earthquake and Bill Burr, two comedy personalities that I listen to on satellite radio all the time. We're going to start it off with Earthquake. And then we're going to kick it off with Bill Burr. This is Comedy Night on ATA.
That's why you have to get good jobs. Best job I ever had was working in the cleaners. That was a good-ass job. I cried like a bitch when they fired me. They fired me for weighing other people's shirts. I'd be at the club, women like Earthquake always got something to offer. I never see that nigga in the same outfit. Sometimes he changed clothes at the club. White dude grown in a leather coat. Will it be ready? I said, the summertime. Take 6 months to clean this jacket. But you got to get good jobs, black people. I'm telling you, you got to get a job. I'm going to tell you who you don't want to work with. Mexico. Oh, they make a nigga look bad at your job. They don't take no breaks or nothing. Them motherfuckers work 8 hours straight. Don't piss or nothing. I fuck around and work with a Mexican. They put a roof up in 30 minutes. Had to get on the roof, take a break, motherfucker. Shit, we got 8 hours. What you rushing for? They just gonna give us another roof. We get paid by the hour, not by the roof, motherfucker. Take a break. Shit, you ain't got no pager number? Fuck. And Mexicans, they ain't got no job description. Them motherfuckers do everything. They like Walmart, one-stop shopping. White lady said, something wrong with my tree. That nigga was in the tree. I like, get your ass down. We roofers. Roofers don't supposed to be in no motherfucking tree. And put them oranges up. Roofers don't sell no goddamn oranges. This some bullshit. They let my black ass go and hired another Mexican. I just got married. Marriage is rough. Yeah, marriage is like having cable with just one channel. The same shit come on every day. Like, bitch, I love you, but shit, I want to see another movie. Shit. What's on Showtime? Bitch, please go shopping. I only like being with myself every day. That's why I smoke herb and just be somebody else. She's like, didn't you hear me calling you? Bitch, I ain't hear shit. But you got to hang around other married people. I was hanging around my boy. He been married for 6 years. The nigga videotaped his wedding day. Never watched it. Now he watches it every day. But he watches it in reverse. Because he said he loves seeing himself take that ring back off that bitch finger. Walking back down the church, just waving at her ugly ass mother down the aisle. Getting back in the limo, back at the bachelor party. Look how happy I was. I ain't smiled like this since I married that bitch. Marriage is rough. I wasn't going to get married because I got scared. Not because of the commitment, but it takes a lot to keep a woman happy now. Because when I found out Michael Jordan was having problems with his wife, I'm like, damn, if a nigga with $400 million can't keep a bitch. A brother with $100 ain't got a shot. What do these bitches really want from a nigga? Somebody let me know. I remember when you just need a good running car. Now, $400 million, these bitches too expensive. But somebody must have talked to that bitch because she took her ass back home. A real woman must have got in her head, bitch, you trippers. You must not have been out here lately. The pickings are slim. You lucky if you get a man to buy you a drink, bitch. You better go back in that mansion and work that shit out. Come on now. Personally, I think she went out and tested the market and found out what true players know. Ain't nobody fucking with her after she been with Michael Jordan. What nigga want that kind of pressure? I mean, how you gonna satisfy and impress a bitch that has $400 million? You gonna have to take that bitch to the moon or somewhere. And you go over that big ass house, you're like, well, I can help with the electric in this motherfucker. But bitch, I only make $300. That's all I got, bitch. I don't play basketball. You better find that nigga back. You want somebody to pay all this shit. And then she got two kids. How you gonna discipline them kids? They ain't gonna listen to your ass. Y'all need to come in the house. Fuck you, nigga. This all our daddy's shit. You can't even afford to pay the condo. Shut the fuck up. You make $300. Shut the fuck up in here. How you gonna argue with them? How you gonna say you better than they father? You wearing this nigga tennis shoes. You got on Hanes briefs and shit. Got a pile of Michael Jordan cologne in a goddamn cupboard. That's why you gotta stay in your place. That's why I went with it. I mean, come on now, you don't leave no man with $400 million. That's why I'm there. I love black women to death. I love you, motherfucker. I like black women, burnt black, slave black. I like my bitch so black she just lay in the bed, look like a hole in the sheets. You just gotta feel for that bitch. Where you at? Here I am. Get your ass in the car. I almost left you. Where's the white hat that I bought you? You can't let walk around a house in stealth mode. Fuck around and shoot your ass. Come on, black woman, you don't leave no 400 man. Come on, Nita. You gonna leave a 400 million bitch? Leave. This he wanted 200 million of it. You deserve 200 million if you help me accumulate 400. But if you really work for that 400 million, you ain't the woman I know, because ain't no bitch gonna let another bitch come get the other 200. After that bitch been working for a bitch, please. I knew this nigga when he couldn't dress. You can kiss my ass, bitch. You ain't coming in here now. Come on, man. You don't do that shit. Sisters, boy, white women don't leave that money. Sisters. Sister, leave your ass over a phone number. Now, bitch, I found this number in your pocket. Baby, that's the number of the Pizza Hut. Well, you must be fucking a bitch at the counter. Pack your shit and get the fuck on out here. Pack your shit. I can't put up with this no more, Tyrell. All these numbers and shit. White women don't leave no motherfucking man. Oh, with that money, you gotta kill a white bitch. Oh, that bitch be in the casket with the checkbook. You might marry the nigga, but you won't get the ballot. Love black women. That's why I'm down with Hillary Clinton. I love that bitch to death. She knew the real, true Clinton, what it was to be with a motherfucking great man. Whole world knew her husband fucked around. That bitch stood together like a soldier. And still did her duties as the first lady. Soon as the story broke, she had to introduce his ass at the United Nations. She let everybody know what's up. First of all, my husband. And the president of the United States. And Bill Clinton just got up. I like that nigga as a player. We got a pimp in the White House. Stand up, nigga, stand up. We got a pimp in the White House. Oh, say you eat. You don't know, nigga, know that song. Shy, she. chiming in. You know it, don't know the word. And then I sat back down. I was like, "Boy, Clinton, lucky you married to a white woman. Because when the sister got proof you've been fucking around, you might as well cancel Christmas. Because that bitch ain't doing shit for you. Baby, I need you to introduce me. Let that bitch who was sucking your dick introduce him. I can't go out there. Everybody knows, Bill. Everybody knows. They paging me and everything. They be fighting all in the back and shit. President will come out with scratches all on his neck, shirt all torn. I'm sorry, I'm late, but the first lady, that bitch be tripping. Sister would have put his ass out, would have put his ass out the White House. The president is now living in the Marriott.
I'm the only one who thinks this shit, all right. I don't know. I like fucked up shit, man. I like when crazy stuff happens. I like stuff like in sports. I love watching sports. Like, I love all this stuff like people cheating, like with steroids, you know? I am so pro steroids, it's ridiculous. I could give a shit. I could really give a shit, you know? I don't know what Barry Bonds is doing, but whatever he's doing, I hope he keeps doing it. I hope he just comes out as like one big chest muscle with like a bat sticking out. Just keeps cranking him over the fence, you know? Who gives a fuck? Dude, people have been cheating since the beginning. Since I was watching baseball in the 70s. Half of them were on coke. You don't think that that helps you see the ball a little better? You like wired out of your mind, like, dude, I can see every shit. The curveball, I'm going to fucking fight it. 12th inning, you're all fucking amped up. This is the shit, man. No, I love all that stuff. I like when, you know, people fall out of the upper deck, when athletes punch people in the stands. I mean, that's just like what's entertainment for me now, you know? I like that Jimmy the Greek moment that happens in sports, you know? Like once every 4 or 5 years, you know that? Like some 55-year-old white dude tries to explain why black people are kicking the shit out of white people in practically every major sport, you know? And it always goes down the same way, right? There's always like three white dudes and the one white dude in the middle, he's always like the guy with like the theory. You know, he's always like, you know, it seems these African-American athletes, they seem to have this quick twitch. Muscle fiber, you know, there's a slow twitch and there's this quick twitch. And the second the dude says that, like the other two white dudes start like sliding out of frame, like, okay, this guy's getting fired and I'm not going to be part of this highlight. Nice knowing you, Ned. Keep that seat warm, right? And the dude in the middle, he's just like hell bent on getting fired, you know? He starts like bringing up slavery. And every day they were breeding the strongest man with the strongest woman and that quick twitch. And literally 20 minutes later, that dude's on TV, he's like fired, right? He's crying, his family's standing there, he's got like a box of shit from his desk with like an Emmy sticking out. He's like, I don't know what I said, I was just talking about the quick twitch and the slow twitch, and I wasn't just trying to make a point. No, I love that. I love seeing people mess up their careers like that. It's just funny to me. Plus, I gotta admit, as a white dude, on some level, I have to believe in that theory, because it's like, are white dudes that bad at basketball? I can't even watch the NBA anymore, man. It's like every highlight, the white dude's like that, the black dude has like his nuts in his face. Fucking stop! I'm just sitting at home like, for the love of God, tackle the guy. Jesus Christ, get out of the way. Do you ever get tired of those two nuts flying over your head? You know you're going to be on SportsCenter. Just get out of the way. Dude, I'm telling you, there's got to be something to that theory. I saw this show one time on Runaway Slaves. It was one of the most amazing programs I've ever seen in my life. Dude, when you ran away as a slave, you just didn't run to the end of the driveway and be like, fuck that job. Just start walking down the street. Dude, you had to, like, run through whole states. There's dogs chasing you. You're hurdling shit. You're swimming. Those were the first fucking triathletes. And there was nobody helping him out. There was no dude on the side of the road like, come on, man, two more states, you're in Ohio. Suck it up, you're looking good, looking good. Yeah, you are on your own. Is it any wonder? 250, 300 years of that shit, and then I'm going to D you up in gym class? It ain't happening. I come from hundreds of years of alcoholic. I got like half a liver, you know what I mean? It's just... You know what's funny to me about that stuff? You can't even, like, you know, I obviously know that theory's crazy, but it's just like, you can't even bring up how well black people are doing in sports. Everybody gets all weird about it, which I don't understand, because it's like a compliment, you know? Like, feel how weird it is right now. You know, I just brought that shit up. I'm saying something good, right? It's like I saw a coach get in trouble for that shit. Like, His team was like 0-6 or something. They just couldn't win. And every week the press was just getting on him more and more and more, right? And the dude, he was just like flustered. And he had like a moment of honesty. They're like, why can't you guys win a game? He's like, oh, you know, I don't know, the offense isn't getting it done. You know, defense, you know, they're too slow. And it just run out. John, we got to get some more black guys in this team. Because I'm telling you, we just got... And immediately, everybody's like, what? Everyone started freaking out like they had no idea what this dude was talking about. It's like, are you watching SportsCenter? Or do you see the Olympics? Like, I love the 100-meter dash, right? There's always like nine black dudes and then that one token white guy in, like, lane eight. And I'm just sitting there going, come on, man, one time. Just one time. Just win the bronze. Just do what you got to do. And the white dude always stays with him until, like, the first turn. Then he, like, fucking blows out his family. Those other eight black dudes are like... Where's that white dude the next Olympics? He's like up in the broadcast booth. His career's over. He's like a commentator. Yeah, it's going to be a great race. Still can't feel my fucking toes, but I'm telling you. No, I don't get it. It's like a compliment. We're saying you're fast. That's a good thing, right? People start all freaking out. Oh, you're acting like that's all we can do. You're saying we can't be scientists. No, we're not. All we're saying is if there was a race to the microscopes, you fuckers would win. We're just saying that you're fast. You get there first. Your lab coat would be flapping in the wind. I'd get there like 3 minutes later, all cramped up. What are you looking at, bacteria? No, you go first. You just go first. Jesus Christ. It was a Volvo. The guy ran by a Volvo in street shoes. I've never seen that before in my life. No, I get into those arguments all the time. All the time. Friends of mine will be like, well, how come anytime a black athlete does something, they say it's an athletic move? Anytime a white athlete does it, they say it's an intelligent move. And it's like, well, fair enough, man. It just depends on what you're doing. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, if you read a defense, white or black, that's an intelligent move, right? But if you take off from the foul line, jump over nine other dudes, and throw the shit down, those other nine guys aren't standing there like, fuck, why didn't I think of that shit? Here I am dribbling around, guys. I said, that's some superhero shit. There's like a cape flapping in the wind with a big S on your chest. I'm telling you, man, that's the funny thing about Hitler. Just let me finish. Let me work my way through this idea. No, that's my favorite sports clip is that Jesse Owens shit. I just love it because their whole angle was fucked up. He made Hitler leave in like the third quarter, right? He's putting down his number one finger, just fucking walking out of the stadium. Jesus Christ. Their whole thing was like, we are going to create a superior race. It's like, dude, I think we accidentally already did that. Well, we sent a select group of people to the gym every day for a couple hundred years. It's paying dividends. They're fucking dunking on us every day. Dude, how quiet was that limo ride home with Hitler? You know what I'm saying? You know he was talking crazy shit when they were on the way there. They were all amped up. We are going to dominate the Heil. Just going off. That whole ride home, they're just sitting there all quiet. You're sitting next to an even angrier than usual Adolf Hitler. Trying to make some sort of small talk like, hey, it is a nice day, isn't it? You know, it's nice.
You're listening to another TAZ production coming to you live and recorded live. I am G. Wright, host of the Heart of Love radio show on Blog Talk Radio. Check me out there, blogtalkradio.com/G Wright, and then check out my official website, G. Wright Online, gwrightonline.com. This is another TAZ production coming to you live and recorded live.
That's my boy, G. Wright. He's in Japan, again, performing over there. Good luck to G. Wright. This is ATAZP Live, Comedy Night, Thanksgiving Night. If you don't hear the last end of this performance, you can always go back and replay it and listen to it in its entirety. This is Marquez the Greatest, again, very talented comedian. I've heard on satellite radio, very funny. Hopefully I'll see you or will be on next week. Here we go. Marquez the Greatest. comedy night on ATAZP.
We'll play a little bit different, and you know, women want you to munch. Why don't you eat the coochie? Now, fellas, I'm not going to tell you not to do it. I'm just saying, do your research before you do. That's all I'm saying. You know? Because the government spends billions of dollars exploring outer space and Mars and shit, don't know nothing about the coochie. See, me, I study coochie. I do. I do. See, I'm a coochologist. And my major focus is on... And I read a 5-page article on vaginitis in Cosmopolitan. It's a woman's publication for you manly men who go, what's Cosmopolitan? I thought that was a drink. 5 pages on vaginitis. Only one of them sounded familiar. One, yeast infection. Sounds familiar, right, fella? But we don't know none of the symptoms. The symptoms of yeast infection include crawling itchiness around the labia, as well as a white mucosal cottage cheese discharge. What? Is that? And that's the only one that sounds familiar. They got another one called Trichomonas, nicknamed Trick. Need I say more? That's a greenish yellow vaginal froth. Foul odor. Damn! And then, man, they always want you to turn the lights off. Hey, hey, look, let me tell you something. Before you clap these lights off, I like to eat my dinner with the light on. And I'm going to eat with the light on. Okay? So let's get to some of the prevention. You know, most of it's common sense. You know, keep yourself clean. This stood out to me. Wipe yourself from front to back. This helps to keep fecal matter, dookie, away from the vagina. I just have one question. Who is wiping from the back to the front? I mean, don't that wet your forearm all up? And I mean, you know, shit, you sit there, you handle your business and go, whoo. They got the nerve to come out the bathroom, baby, do me. And fellas, sometimes that's why we come up with them little unwanted little treats and shit. You know what I mean? You like, fuck with that. Get your ass up and go rent. You know what I'm saying? And women, you be in the bathroom with the door shut, all you hear is us in the living room going,
nasty motherfucker.
Okay. This one is called Thoughts of a Lonely Man. I'll give you a little background. He just broke up with his girlfriend. He loved and shit. Guess I'll go jack off. Thank you. Shakespeare. You know it's a trip, too. If you look at it, sex is like the microcosm of life and death. Ain't that a bitch? That's the thing that's crazy. But women, y'all be planting the seeds of dissension in the motherfuckers. Y'all start to bullshit off early. Y'all say men reach their sexual peak at 17. Women at 30. 17 at 30. How can 17 possibly be a man's sexual peak? When at 17, you don't know nothing but one position, and you're really happy just to be getting something. One position, that's it. That's all you know. 18, you know about two. Okay, turn over. Doggy style, yeah. Then, you know, so you get in your 20s, and then you're more creative. You know, you walk in the room with toys and hit, what's up? All night long now, motherfucker. Come on. Yeah. Say, if you get in your 30s, see, then you're a certified bona fide freak. You know what I mean? You walk in a room with characters and costumes and shit. Say, if you walk in a room like Yul Brynner and the King and I. Lay down the bed. I seek to pleasure you. You get to be 40, you just eat the pussy. Look, lay down, shit. I ain't fucking up my back. Man. Come on.
Come on. Well, fuck it then.
And sex is so interesting to me, because with me being the dude, I'm guilty of the same shit, but I'm trying to help y'all out, because I don't want no other man to go through what I've been through. So I'm going to tell you, stop trying to hurt the pussy. Just stop. All this fucking... I'm tired just demonstrating that shit. Just... I mean, when the fuck do we start doing it? Is it when women started earning more money? You can't do this, though, can you? Can you do that? Can you do that? Can you do it? I'm gonna save y'all a little time. You can't hurt the pussy. God made it to where you can't, because it's elastic, first of all. One size fits all. That's, you know. Number two, people come out the motherfucker. Baby, those are people. That's the person. That little bastard gonna grow up, go to the club, get drunk, get high. That's the person. That's people. So, hey, if your dick don't weigh 8 pounds, 6 ounces, you can't hurt the pussy. I'm sorry. And I know some women are offended by my use of the word pussy. I know it, you know, I ain't gotta use that word, because it sounds more, it sounds better than vagina, shit. Vagina, it sounds cold, hard, dry. You know what I mean? Shit, nigga, vagina sounds like an island that's used as a penal colony, you see. Damn, dog, you got 15 years on vagina? I'm gonna pray for you, dog. I'm gonna pray. In fact, women, y'all don't even use the word during sex. Which one of y'all do? Fuck this vagina. Come on. I guarantee you that if you did, men will go, hey. I wanted some pussy. I don't want no vagina. I don't know what the fuck that is. Pussy actually sounds like a ripe summer fruit just ready to be picked. Oh. I mean pussy. Shit, it's juicy, dude. Fellas, once again, I'm looking out for us. Be careful, pick and choose, because you can fall in some of these motherfuckers. You can, because like my partner's girl came to the house. I'm like, hey, Keisha, what's up?
He's like, nigga, let us in.
Roger, nigga, where you at?
Yeah, nigga, it's me. Keisha, come on in there and sit down.
Like, nigga, what's on the cell phone, walkie-talkie, nigga?
Shut up, nigga, and listen, okay?
All right, what?
I fell in.
You bullshit, nigga.
Nigga, does it sound like some bullshit? There's another nigga who said he can't find his keys. I'm scared, nigga.
This is an adult show. In case you didn't know. Once again, I'm looking out for the fellas, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking out for us. This is trying to help women understand us better. If you truly want to keep your man happy, if you always want to make sure he comes home, suck his dick. But here's the catch, for no reason at all. See what I'm saying? That's the catch right there. See what I'm saying?
I'm looking out for you, dog. I'm looking out for us. You know what I'm
saying? And shoot, so think about it. When the fuck did that become like a thank you or some shit? This, you know what I mean? When they got to tally up points for a dick suck? You know, you got to paint the house, change the oil, do all this other shit, you know? And it's really a trick, because see, you know, when you've been married or, you know, you be with a person for a while, you don't even know how to ask them to suck your dick no more. You know what I mean? You just be dating somebody, you go, hey, suck my dick. You can do that. But you be with a person for a while, you can't do nothing but hint. You be like, so how was your day? Was everything all right? Was she cool? Huh? Was it? And some women, you know, man, shit. I mean, y'all do it, so you deserve credit, but, you know, it ain't enough focus. You know what I mean? You know, so you got divided attention between this and your hair. What the fuck are you doing? Just suck my dick. I didn't want to mess up my hair. Messing up your hair was the plan. And then, once again, see, man, these are the women that do it, so they deserve credit for it. But, you know, come on, man. Don't suck your man's dick like you eating a lemon. Fuck it. Get up there. Sidney, you're making me feel like I'm raping you and shit. And then some women, God bless their heart, because they've got passion for it. They trying. They just ain't got no skill. You know what I mean? CBS. What the fuck are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
It's cool, it's cool. Just give me a more lip or something.
Okay.
Like that, fuck it. It's not corn on the cob, bitch. Fuck it, just get up. Just get up. You gonna make me hit you in the head with a lamp. Fuck it. You know, that's got to be bad as hell for a man to go, fuck it. Because we didn't all endure, like, you got to learn, you got to learn, fuck it. Bitch, go practice with a banana. You see teeth marks, you're doing it wrong. Yeah, man. Enjoy your life. That's really what it is. That's why I'm glad everybody here laughing. You know what I mean? Because that's what it's about. Don't be stressing. Don't stress. Don't stress, you know. Fuck them bills. And also, man, there's this myth that is perpetuated by women since the dawn of time. And that is that whenever women come, it's beautiful. Symphony plays in the background, birds chirp. Man, acting like they in a soap opera. That is some bullshit, because women, when you really come in, you look just as retarded as we do. Everybody know what we look like. Yeah. And that's why they tell you not to tape yourself if you ain't an actor or a porn star or something. You know what I mean? Y'all sit down, look at the tape. She looking at you going, ha 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 ha.
You looking at her going, ha 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 ha. So, hey, erase that motherfucker. Break the camera. I don't never want to be tempted to do this shit again. Thank y'all. Good night. I'm the greatest. Peace.